Hello, Lions fans, and welcome to another edition of the Lions Den podcast. Adam Williams here, and joining me today, graduate assistant women's soccer coach Holly Rawcliffe. Holly, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, thanks. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. We put that title, graduate assistant, out first. Let's talk about looking for that position, especially during these times. We talk about the pandemic, and it feels like in almost every piece of media we've done. But let's talk about kind of this different aspect, not maybe the coaching part just yet, but looking to continue your education and what eventually brought you here to Mars Hill.
Yeah, I think it was almost probably February that I started looking to come back to the States and get into coaching. And I think that I was just in a place where I was ready to come back and ready to get into doing a master's and get back into coaching and stuff like that. So I started talking to Jamie around March, April time, and then everything moved pretty quickly. Obviously, with COVID being a factor, getting a visa and stuff was a nightmare, but thankfully it all worked out in the end. So
I can only imagine how difficult it was once you got back over to England and then trying to come back over during these times. We're going to jump around here in a little bit, but let's talk about maybe that first trek from England over to the States. Talk about that process as an international student coming for your undergrad and kind of just essentially going blind into a university. You went to Limestone, and we'll talk about that in a little bit here as well. But talk about that process and kind of maybe, I don't want to say intimidation, but again, you're going somewhere you've never been before by yourself at 18. Let's talk about kind of that challenge.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a challenge. It's something that I've always wanted to do, coming over to the United States to play soccer and obviously get your education sorted as well. Yeah, it was a massive challenge. I mean, obviously, like you said, leaving home at 18, coming to a completely different country. I'd never set foot on the Limestone campus before I got there to start playing and to start school. So I think for me, yes, it was a challenge, but it's also something I've always wanted to do. So it was one of them where I knew what I wanted and I was going to go and get it. So, and obviously my family were really, really supportive through that time. So, I mean, like you said, it was a challenge, but I think it was one that I was up for. And you kind of step into an environment that's almost your second family because everyone's in the same boat. Even if they're from the United States, like everyone's moving away from home for the first time. And so you're kind of all in the same boat. You kind of all almost forced to mesh together and form like a bond, like a family. So I think moving away from my family into another family environment was definitely helpful.
So you talk about that family environment. Wasn't a bad family to go into. Quite successful during your time at Limestone. Just looking at your bio here, named team captain during the spring semester of your freshman year. So essentially, what, 3.5 years as a captain. From 2016 to 18, you were an all-conference first team selection for Conference Carolinas, first team D2 CCA and NSCA all-Southeast region selection, as well as Conference Carolinas all-academic team. Not too shabby. Let's talk about kind of what made you thrive in that environment.
Honestly, we just had a very good, solid group of players. There was a lot of talent in that team. And we wouldn't have got to the heights that we did without every single player in the squad. I mean, we had a squad of, I think it was 35. So it was a massive squad, full of talent, full of hard work. Everyone knew where we wanted to get to. We were all on the same page in terms of that. And we had coaches that demanded a lot from us. And I think that we all held each other accountable. We all turned up to training every day, worked hard, and then obviously put in the performances needed during games. And then, like you said, that took us to the heights that we got to. But, I mean, for me personally, like, I obviously wouldn't have got any of the accolades I did without the rest of the team around me. And there were many other players in that team that were all conference, all region. And like I said, we just had a lot of talent within that team.
So we left off a couple things. That's my fault. A second team and third team All-American selection. But let's kind of transition to some other accolades that we're going to bring this all back to your graduate studies. First team United Soccer Coaches Scholar All-American, as well as the Conference Carolina Scholar Athlete of the Year during your time there. Talk about that balance between a playing career as well as the academics, and then kind of a part two of that question. Did that make the transition to this master's program a little easier, knowing you could handle the requirements and kind of the ask that they're looking for in the program?
Yeah, I think obviously finding that balance between essentially living the life of a professional athlete and then obviously still having to do school at the same time, it's really important. And I think it takes a lot of hard work, it takes a lot of dedication. You've got to be organised and disciplined with your studies as well. But I think that we were all in an environment at Limestone where we knew that that our studies came first. And then once we kind of got that out of the way for the day, then we got to go out and play. And then we got to go and, you know, work hard on the field and complete that aspect of it. So I think over my 4 years at college, it definitely developed my kind of discipline and organisational skills and that kind of thing to be able to be successful in the classroom but also be successful on the field. And then in answer to the second part of the question, I think just the transition into doing a master's, even though the master's that I'm doing isn't necessarily what my undergrad was in. I mean, my undergrad was in strength and conditioning and my master's is in management, so there is a bit of a difference there. But I think just making sure that I'm on top of everything, making sure that, you know, I can be successful in the classroom still here, as well as putting in the hours on and off the field. So yeah, I think definitely my 4 years at Limestone kind of prepared me to jump into doing a master's program.
Kind of comparing, so at Limestone, you're student athlete as well as, you know, student athlete. Here, you're a student, but also now a coach. Let's talk about maybe the differences in terms of time management for both of those roles.
I think, to be honest, the time management is more demanding now, being a coach at Mars Hill. Obviously, being in the office pretty much every waking hour of the day, doing everything that both Jamie and I can to get this team where it wants to be. We have our goals for the season, and the reason that I'm here, if I'm being completely honest, is for soccer. I want to kind of make a career out of this, and this is obviously a really good program to be a part of. But yeah, I mean, the time management side of things is work hard, do soccer during the day, and plan practice and plan stuff for the season and try and be organised in that sense, but then going home at night and, you know, still having that energy and that dedication to get homework done is more challenging, I think, than it was in undergrad, because you don't have those hours during the day. The hard work will definitely pay off come May next year. So
I have two questions lined up here, but we'll space them out. Talk about those traits that you had as an athlete that you're bringing over as a coach. How many of them kind of transcend, or are there new skills that you find yourself developing here, you know, post-playing career?
I think for me, like, one of the biggest things as a player was definitely leadership. Leadership and hard work was kind of what I based myself on as a player. And then that definitely translates over into coaching. I think that the biggest thing for me that I'll demand of the players, and I already have demanded of the players, is just that they work hard. The talent will come. You can always work to be a better player, but if you put in those hours of hard work and get your fitness levels to where they need to be, then no one's stopping you from going to the elite level. And then obviously leadership, like you mentioned, I was a captain at Limestone, and I think those leadership skills, kind of being the bridge between the coaches and the players, definitely sort of shaped me into the kind of leader that I want to be as a coach. Just very encouraging, very informative, and kind of take what I did on the field to what I can bring on the sideline.
You talk about how you want to make coaching a career. Well, you started quite early, back in 2011, at the AFC Fylde Community Foundation, and then you also were at the Preston North End Football Club as well. We talked before we went on air here. You worked from age ranges about 5 to 17, somewhere around there. Now in a different age range. Now we're talking university athletes. Let's talk about maybe the transition there and maybe the biggest differences aside from the age that you're seeing.
I think obviously the level is higher being older. They definitely have obviously had more time to develop as players. You know, coaching younger kids, it's all about fun and enjoyment of the session. And while that's still a factor now in college, obviously you still want to enjoy every session. I think you can start getting into the nitty gritty more of it and try and start getting into the more functional side of things and coaching them more, you know, helping them develop their soccer brain, rather than, you know, we just turn up and we have a laugh and a joke, which is what it was kind of like with AFC Fylde and with like the younger kids. So I think that side of it is more intriguing for me because it helps me grow as well. It helps me have to think in terms of what do they need to be a better player? What do we need as a team to improve and take that next step? And I think like the tactical side of the game is really exciting to try and learn.
Let's talk about your spring schedule, a unique phrase to say the least. Fall sports being postponed into the spring. You guys have 6 conference matchups. Talk about the importance of getting the team ready for a probably more impactful and more competitive season just because of the stakes involved.
I mean, like you said, yeah, it's definitely thrown everyone through a loop, really. We're supposed to be well into our season now, and obviously not being able to do that, I think, was disappointing at first, but the more that we train and the more that we look at it, it's almost a blessing in disguise. I mean, we had 11 freshmen come in this year, and so to have 4 extra months really to kind of gel the team together, I think has been a massive positive for us. I mean, we keep saying we've been blessed with time to grow and develop this really young squad. And I think come February when we play our first game, we'll be more than ready to go. It's going to be, like you said, it's going to be competitive. 6 games, you got to win. You got to get some wins in there. I mean, you don't have a lot of time to impress and a lot of time to get points on the board. So it's going to be important that we hit the ground running come the spring and get the wins that we need to take us into the tournament.
Well, Coach, I'm looking forward to you and Coach Newsom draw up in the spring. I wish you continued success in the graduate program, training for the team, and obviously the season, and then everything to come after. I'm sure we'll catch up down the road again. But do you have any final words for the fans out there? Or, you know, any thoughts that you'd like to get out about the program?
I think just get excited about the spring season. Obviously, there's a lot of sports going on at the same time, and just get out and support Mars Hill in every sport.